This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 6th of November, 1953. The title of this lecture is Space, Demonstration, Havingness, Energy, etc., Part 3. This tape is 17 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
Okay. All right, so somebody ran some space. Somebody who's a good step one, good shape, good condition. And ran more space and more space and more space and was being spaces and being spaces and being spaces and being spaces and ran on down being concept. Being pretty unhappy. Now, it's right now that we have to mark this up very, very heavily and very strongly, of course. When you've taken a lot of stuff off of a pre-clear, for heaven's sakes, balance up his havingness. What is wrong with match terminal? It expends energy and reduces the havingness of the pre-clear. A Thetan's concept is that any energy is better than no energy, even if it aberrates the hell out of him. Anything's better than nothing. Now that appears all the way along the line. Of course, that's true of space. Any space is better than no space. See? If he hasn't got any space at all, you find some fellow stake out some small newsstand down on a windy corner in New York City on 9th Street and so forth. Brother, he's crowded in there with newspapers until, oh, Lord, he's jammed in madly. But, you know, he's still holding on to that much space. He's holding on to that much havingness. Now, you offer him a nice, big, open store that's all space and no havingness like he had before. He didn't like that. What was his ratio of havingness? Well, this is the individuality of the thing. And he will maintain that come hell or high water all the way down the track. Once he's got it, he's got it. And it takes just so much havingness to make him happy. Why? He sets up energy flows one way or the other. Did you ever see a kid real happy when you've taken all of his toys away from him? You didn't. Old, broken toys, messy toys. I remember one time, I had this pre-clear. He was just shot. He couldn't have anything. He couldn't have a body. He couldn't have anything. We started tracking back what was really wrong with his pre-clear. It was everything he had. If it showed any wear or tear, or could even faintly be called second hand, was immediately given away or burned. He would go away to summer camp or something like that, and he would come back and find out that the overalls and stuff that had kind of outgrown a little bit, you know, slightly, so these were all gone. Everything was gone. It wasn't that his parents were bad to him. They weren't bad to him. They just took everything the guy owned. And he was in miserable condition. Well, when exteriorized, all we did was mock up havingness, mock up havingness, mock up havingness. Just lots of ridges. We got him so festooned with ridges that we overweighted him. We got him to a point where he couldn't even move. He was still happy. Eventually, after a few days of this, he balanced it out. Now we have somebody who was in excellent condition. We cut down his havingness, cut it to nothing. And what do we have in return? We had somebody who just felt fine and then just felt terrible. You see that? It's the same kind of a bankruptcy where a fellow loses all of his money. This is more valuable than money, this sort of stuff. Well, a Thetan won't even exteriorize most of the time simply because he's got too much bric-a-brac to haul around. What he wants now, he wants his perception and his bric-a-brac. The only bric-a-brac he can have is black bric-a-brac, and he's damn sure nobody's going to take that away from him, too, because it's no good and they won't want it. You can have, by the way, some case that has a delusive perception, waste blackness, and the blackness will turn on. His, quote, perception, unquote, will go off. Every now and then, his perception goes fluid. And then, after it's gone on, pull in anchor points on him, and pull in on him, black anchor points, black anchor points, black anchor points, and all of a sudden, he's willing to let some of it go. He's lost his ability, he thinks, to create new things. That's why you have to give him at least a black spot. He doesn't want things to disappear. Why doesn't he want them to disappear? Nothing simpler. He's below his level of havingness. Give him something. Now, we've gotten so used to running out engrams that the idea of giving people nothing has stuck with us. Now, let me point out to you, erasing an engram never destroyed its energy. A Thetan blowing up engrams does knock it into a cocked hat. He doesn't convert it. But running an engram converted it, so we never much ran into that problem. But we did run into it immediately with double terminal. Everybody goes on the idea that having any energy for any Thetan is bad. So one of the guys avoided it, and they turn into a highway robber. And they just take away all of a person's energy. See, they take away all the ridges, and they just take away everything, throw it all away. And the second you take everything away from a guy, he's a bankrupt. Just like that, you've taken everything away from him. Maybe what he's got isn't so good. Old overalls. An old tennis ball's got a hole in it. Maybe these things weren't very good by anybody else's standard, but remember, they were his. And he's gotten the idea that he can't create. Now, he'll be bountiful and hand away things and give away things and endow universities and so forth to the degree that he can create wealth. If he can create wealth in great abundance, he'll give something away. But if a fellow doesn't believe he can create anymore, boy, he starts holding on to everything he's got. Can't destroy, can't create. If he can't create, he doesn't dare destroy. And we're back on creation and destruction. There's a therapy in self-analysis, because self-analysis doesn't unmock anything. You just go on and give the guy more havingness and more havingness and more havingness, and it's real slow. He doesn't quite know what's happening. But every once in a while, you'll find somebody that's gotten a lot of self-analysis picking up that dog that he got real good. See, you look at the dog. He got that dog real good. Good dog. Kind of wilted now, but he still got it. It's a piece of energy, he's convinced of it. I knew a fellow one time that ran across an engram that had Christ in it and the devil, and they were little dolls, and they just walked teetery on a little track. They came around, and they would give him advice. He was strictly fruitcake, this fellow was, but he had these two dolls. You think anybody's going to take those two dolls away from him? Well, they didn't until I gave him four more of them. We worked with those dolls, and we made sure they were real, and we turned them upside down, and we duplicated them, and we got lots of dolls, and we got lots more dolls, and we got lots more dolls, and lots more, and lots more, and lots more. And finally, by golly, he says, you know, he said, I think I can make another kind of a doll. His own idea. So we made a doll that simply set up and said, wah, wah. We made this doll, and we duplicated it for a long time. Then he thought maybe he might have another doll. And then he started to get life mock-up. Case broke. I mean, it was busted the moment he first got that second doll. Why? His level of havingness was down to a point where anything was better than nothing, and the anything he could grab his hands on, he was stuck on the track.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
Now let's not buy every pre-clear's pre-protest that it's all other determinism that's done it to him, and none of them are his machinery. Not buy that. Let's look into it and much more gravely, and let's look it over much better, and find out that he is stuck because of scarcity. And he can't have something unless he knows it exists. And the only way he can know it exists, the best way to get him to know it exists, there's several ways, but one of the best ways to know it exists is to get him to waste some of it. Preferably have somebody else waste some of it. He knows it can be wasted. It doesn't exist. All of a sudden, he says, so you know, that might be something. The next thing you know, why? He'd accept it if somebody gave it to him. And then he's all set. Balance havingness. And I knew what happened to Dick when he walked into the classroom. He was waiting for this to happen. I was taking energy away from him like mad the other day. But I was also putting it back. But I took away one too many machines. Said, what am I going to do for surprises? And the sun started right about there. And then what? These other techniques of space, puts a person out of his wavelength with energy. Now, will you just run on straight space? Now, I'm going to show you something a little bit surprising. I want you to change your wavelength back to a point where you could see all those ridges. Now, be energy. Now, be another kind of energy.
Yeah.
All right, be a communication line.
Yeah.
Be a communication particle.
Yeah.
Be energy.
Mm-hmm.
Be condensed space.
Yeah.
Be energy.
Yeah.
Be the victim of secret machines.
Okay, secret
machines? Mm-hmm. I can imagine what they're doing. Now, be the secret machines making victims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's be about 5 feet up there and take a look around at the general field.
Yeah.
What happened then?
I can see better than I could.
Certainly.
What then?
Were you running on Mesk Universe space?
When?
This morning?
You mean before the session?
Mm-hmm.
Partially, yeah.
Look, all that does is, all that's happened is just fixed tuning bands.
Mm-hmm.
See? And you run Mesk Universe space for a short time, and it simply tunes the guy out so he doesn't think he owns anything. There's a couple of pre-clears here that you're not that way. There's a couple of others here that are upset because they never see any ridges or anything. Why do they want to see ridges? You run these people on Mesk Universe space, Mesk Universe space, Mesk Universe space. Well, Mesk Universe space is on a different wavelength. Now, we've got to get into the rest of the clinical procedure, you see, and we're into it immediately when I tell you, for God's sakes, don't unbalance people's habits. And the one thing you really, that you just touch with a feather in clinical procedure is match terminaling or double terminaling. Because boy, you get some pre-clear come in and he's in bad shape. He's got a bad pain in the back of his neck or something of the sort. And, you say, well, all right, muck yourself up twice with that bad pain. Now muck your mother up twice with the bad pain. And he watches these sparks fly, see? Well, that's fun. Why do you have a pain in the first place? Energy shortage. And you're taking more energy away from him. You're tearing his ridges to pieces. Okay? Now, when that technique first came out, a couple of auditors down in Arizona went to work, and for some foolish reason, only they will know, they ran one person on just one technique, on and on and on, for about 3 or 4 weeks, and this person was just in horrible condition. Of course, double terminaling. Every piece of energy he put up got exhausted. See? And an auditor got hold of him and patched this fellow up. About in a very short space of time, just by mocking up ridges. See? Mock up ridges. Balanced out his heaviness. Prickler was in good shape. Here he'd run out his aberrations, and maybe that was an heroic method of doing it. Sure, his aberrative patterns were gone, but so was all his energy, too. And this was not good. Now, they did this in England. And several places. And it was rough stuff. So double terminally. In other words, don't exhaust. Don't throw away all of your poor little preclear's possessions as a little Thetan. He may be clanking around the universe stone blind with a bunch of trash in his pocket, in your opinion. At the same time, it's better trash than no trash. Even if he's got to be blind for it. See? He knows to a large degree what he's doing. Now, how do you feel now?
Well.
You feel all right? Okay. Mock up about 6 boxes that when you open them, they'll explode.
Yeah?
All right. Mock up 6 and slide them off into the distance where they get into another preacher's bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this business about making somebody sick by having him be energy and be space. I possibly did not state that as clearly as I could. It's simply don't have him be messed universe space and then be his own energy early in his case, because it's going to blow his wavelengths haywire. He's on a wavelength of messed universe space when he's hanging around messed universe objects. Now, he's trying to see the messed universe. Well, that's just fine, and so forth. But remember that when you get him stuck on that wavelength, he's stuck on the wavelength of the messed universe, and that doesn't see ridges. All right, after you've done that, and so forth, you rehabilitate his ability to shift his own wavelength so he can look. And drills aimed in this direction have to be done to a Thetan if he slumps on doing space in the body, space in the messed universe. Remember, I told you there are three universes you have to rehabilitate. Well, the way you have to rehabilitate his own universe is make sure he can see it. Make sure he can have it. He's trying so hard to see the unseeable, which is messed universe, space, that he goes all to pieces on his own universe. He abandons it to a large degree. Now, he thinks he's lost it when he can't see it. When a Thetan can't see something, he hasn't got it. And that's the end of it. He can't handle it. So you just shift wavelength then. Now you have him be his own universe space, and then have him be the energy in his own universe. Different technique. Now be different kinds of energy in his own universe. That's completely different than being different kinds of energy in the messed universe. Now you have him be energy in the messed universe, energy in his own universe. And so he's got the two beautifully straightened out. You can actually blow a person apart with these techniques to a point where he can't manipulate a body. I don't mean to scare you, but you're getting fixed on his wavelengths. See? And for a little while, it'll wear right off, by the way. You wonder, how the dickens do I get these hands to move? See, where is this body? Where is it? 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 Well, just have him be some messed universe space, just have him pretend he is, and he'll immediately see the body. Now be some messed universe energy. And he's chosen it all out for randomity, therefore he'll take over control of some of it, and bang, he's working the body. Okay?